The O'Reilly Factor is on tonight.
We're sending in a team made up of our military and law enforcement and other experts. We're going to do everything we can to assist them in recovering these young women.
The U.S. steps in to help track down hundreds of girls held captive by Muslim extremists in Nigeria, while the terrorists who killed four Americans in Benghazi still have not been brought to justice. Is this the best use of U.S. resources? We'll have analysis.
Some choose not to be satisfied and choose to continue to move forward. I do not believe there is any reason for it to continue in this way.
Hillary Clinton says there's no need for any more Benghazi hearings. Is she worried about what might be uncovered? We'll debate it tonight.
You guys think this is just a ruse to see your classmates nude?
No, there are other ways to just see your classmates nude.
Waters hits up Nudity Week at Brown University and gets down to its bare essentials.
Women feeling bad about their weight.
You don't need to, though.
Caution, you are about to enter the no spin zone, and the factor begins right now. Hi everyone, I'm Laura Ingraham, in for Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. Hillary Clinton and Nigeria, that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. It was 3.5 weeks ago when more than 300 Nigerian schoolgirls were kidnapped from their school by Islamists from the group Boko Haram. As their plight became more widely known, politicians and celebrities began speaking out about the need to help rescue them. Last night, Hillary Clinton was asked about the situation.
The seizure of these young women by this radical extremist group, Boko Haram, is abominable, it's criminal, it's an act of terrorism.
Well, that's a change. As the Daily Beast reported today, quote, the State Department under Hillary Clinton fought hard against placing Boko Haram on its official list of foreign terrorist organizations. Terror experts are now saying that that decision may have hurt our ability to confront this vicious terror outfit, which has been brutalizing Christians and others for years. This past February, the group burned 59 young boys to death in northeastern Nigeria. No loud calls to intervene then, but now suddenly political elites want U.S. action.
Should the U.S. and should other countries, for that matter, do more to secure that they are returned safely to their families?
Absolutely, Robin. And, you know, for me, this is a perfect storm of all the issues that are of concerning matters to those of us who follow women and girls around the world, and in particular, what's happening in North Africa.
Also, members of Congress, such as Sheila Jackson Lee, are pushing for swift action and justice for the perpetrators.
We are anguished as mothers, grandmothers, and lovers of children that this is what the children, the girls in Nigeria are worth. And so our first command and demand is to use all resources to bring the terrorist thug to justice.
Strong words indeed, but where was that powerful drumbeat for justice against those who slaughtered American citizens in Benghazi? Have they ever demanded that we use all resources to get to the bottom of what happened that night? We don't even have one person in custody for those murders. And let's not forget, the FBI didn't even arrive at the Benghazi compound for 3.5 weeks after the attack. Justice should be brought to Boko Haram. But we as a nation should be just as outraged, just as united, regardless of political party, in our demand for answers, accountability, and justice for the American victims in Benghazi. And that's the memo. Now on to the top story tonight. Should the U.S. get involved in Nigeria? With me here in Washington is Catherine Mangu Ward. She's the managing editor of Reason Magazine. And from New York City, Michael Rubin from the American Enterprise Institute. Great to see both of you. These are heartbreaking stories, one after the other, Catherine, from Africa. I mean, the Bishop Gassis, who has been doing amazing work in the Nuba Mountains in Sudan. I mean, he's bringing to light the fact that, look, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, there was a Catholic hospital blown up, attacked in that region. Horrific stuff happening. 46 children found wandering in the desert recently in the Nila, Sudan region. Can America do more? These girls, this is a terrible, terrible story.
It is a terrible story, but one thing that I think is quite weird about the sort of political moment we're having around the story right now is this pretense that it's somehow special. And unfortunately, horribly, it isn't. These kinds of things happen all the time, and the U.S. can't police every single time something bad happens around the world, nor should we try.
Michael, the public's viewpoint on getting involved militarily in places like Syria and the Ukraine, I mean, the polls, one after the other, it shows America's pulling back. I mean, the American people don't see like we've gotten a lot for the all the money we've spent overseas, and they want to rejuvenate and reignite, I think, entrepreneurism at home and prosperity at home. So their heart goes out to all these victims of terrorism. But is there the public appetite to lose one American life over there for this story?
Well, the question is whether we can address these girls without losing one American life. And ultimately, I oppose putting boots on the ground in Nigeria. It's a corrupt country. That would be a morass. But if we have the intelligence assets to find these girls, for example, from the drone base in Niger, then that could be a major issue. You know, this is like the Beslan attack in that it could really reverse the jihadism and the attractiveness of jihadism, because people are really horrified about this. It doesn't happen every day. And if we can seize that momentum, that's going to have reverberations for the good.
Well, I mean, I've been following this persecution of Christians in the Middle East and in Africa for years. I mean, I mentioned Bishop Gassis, done amazing work, as have many others, Nina Shea and so forth. I think maybe not this many girls taken, of course, and I have a daughter about this age, and it's anguish to think about it. But we have boys burned. We have boys beheaded just a few months ago. And there's 58 boys burned alive. And I didn't hear anyone. No hashtag for them. No celebrity outreach for what are we going to do? What are we going to do? But this story, is it because it's girls? Is it because it became celebrified to some extent? What's the difference?
I would not overstate this case. Sure, certainly what happened, what Boko Haram did, is so disproportionately worse
than
what I'm
about to
say.
But they do things like this a lot.
They do things like this a lot.
As do other Islamic organizations. They did it to Americans in Benghazi.
But when people here at home say, these innocent girls have been taken, as a mother, I worry about these girls, it actually is the same error on a very, very tiny scale, that somehow it's different because it's women, and it shouldn't be. When boys are horribly killed, when boys are forced to go off to wars, they don't want to fight, that's bad too. And I think it is part of a political kind of war on women game. Democrats are positioning
themselves. So you think
Hillary's
keying in, perhaps, and some Democrats, perhaps, because the girls' angle and the International Women's Day?
I always favor an explanation of incompetence over conspiracy.
Right.
So I assume that she just screwed up before, and now she's trying to deal with her screw up. At the same time, they're talking about the girls' angle a lot, and I do think it's not.
She said it. She said it's the perfect storm. Our women and young girls, initiatives or outreach, something like that. Michael, what about Hillary's refusal to label this organization as a terrorist organization? I mean, I think you and I have been talking about this particular group, along with Ansar al-Sharia, responsible for the Benghazi attack. I mean, we've been talking about this for years and years and years, but they just did not want to use that word Islamic terrorism. They did not want to say it during the Bush administration in the last few years. And they want to call this, violent extremism? Is that what it always is?
Man-made disasters as well. But look, this is the unifying factor here. Hillary Clinton, every time she got that 3 a.m. phone call, rather than recognize the threat of terrorism for what it was, decided that she wanted to politically spin this. She didn't want to recognize Boko Haram as a terrorist group because she was afraid of the diplomatic consequences. It's about time, and the lesson she needs to learn is that when a terrorist commits terrorism, there's no ifs, ands, or buts, and we need to respond accordingly. She, unfortunately, has been found wanting it every single time that this has come up.
And remember, she used the phrase terrorist attack, I think, on September 21st, long after the State Department, that State Department email from Beth Jones said Ansar al-Sharia responsible for this attack. So we remember that happened as well. Michael, are you worried about setting a precedent here, though? If the United States does get involved, and look, there's a lot of outpouring of support, perhaps, for doing something intelligence-wise that wouldn't mean American lives. But is that set a precedent? What happens when we have another village firebomb bombed in Sudan, as we had just a few days ago. I mean, what happens when, you know, we have other children wandering the desert who've been are half naked? I mean, do we get involved then too?
Well, no. Ultimately, I don't think we need to. The question here is, I see an American national interest because we can reverse the momentum which Boko Haram and Al Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb have been establishing. At the same time, if we deal a blow to Boko Haram by allowing the Nigerian security to rescue these girls, then ultimately that would stabilize Nigeria. We don't want to simply hold our hands and go home because we see what happens when you have ideological terrorism metastasize.
All right, Michael, Catherine, thank you very much. Great segment. And we have a brand new BillO'Reilly.com poll question. We're asking, should the U.S. help Nigeria rescue these kidnapped girls? Yes or no? Please vote at BillO'Reilly.com. And next on the rundown, Hillary Clinton says there's no reason to have any more Benghazi hearings, but is she really afraid of what might be found? We'll look into that when the Factor comes right back.